President Trump fires FBI Director Comey.
He lost the confidence of the rank-and-file members of the FBI.
Democrats question the timing.
What we face is a constitutional crisis.
An uncertain road ahead.
There are real ramifications here inside the FBI.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, political battle lines have taken shape in the wake of President Trump's sudden firing of FBI Director James Comey, the man who was at the forefront of the investigation into possible Trump campaign connections to Russia. We begin this morning at the White House. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is there. He joins us live.
Democrats call it Nixonian. Even some Republicans say they're troubled by the way this is playing out. Here's the official Trump administration line about why James Comey was fired yesterday.
He politicized the role.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says in his public statements about the Clinton email affair, Comey showed he couldn't be trusted to run the FBI. Aides here say Democrats have been arguing the same for months.
If Hillary Clinton had won, which thank God she didn't, but if she had, the same Democrats that are calling into question would have been demanding for Comey to be fired, and frankly, he would have been fired immediately.
In his letter dismissing Comey, Mr. Trump went out of his way to note that on three separate occasions, Comey told him he wasn't under FBI investigation. This morning, the president tweets he'll put in place someone who will do a far better job. It's not clear when Mr. Trump will nominate Comey's replacement. Today, the only item on the president's public schedule is a meeting with Vladimir Putin's foreign minister. Steve?
Well, there's been plenty of reaction to all this on Capitol Hill. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Democrats savaged the president's decision, calling it Nixonian, mind-boggling, and a cover-up.
If there were any question about the need for a special prosecutor, there is none now.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accused the Trump administration of systematically silencing law enforcement leaders who crossed them.
They fired Sally Yates. They fired Preet Bharara. And now they fired Director Comey, the very man leading the investigation. This does not seem to be a coincidence.
Some Republicans were scathing, too. Arizona's Jeff Flake said on Twitter, I've spent the last several hours trying to find an acceptable rationale for the timing of Comey's firing. I just can't do it. But other Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, argued the FBI needs a fresh start after Comey got tangled up in the 2016 campaign.
The investigation is going forward both at the FBI and in the Senate Intelligence Committee in a bipartisan way.
And yet the Republican chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee said Comey's dismissal further confuses an already difficult investigation. Comey was scheduled to testify tomorrow.
Well, CBS News national security correspondent Jeff Pegay says inside the FBI, the Comey firing was a jolt.
Current and former FBI officials told CBS News everyone is stunned. This will do damage to the FBI that will take years to recover from. One recently retired official said, anyone under 50 is working on their resume.
Well, CBS News Chief Washington correspondent John Dickerson is with us. John, in January after the election, Democrats would have applauded this, but now that the Trump-Russia investigation is in the forefront, it's a different story.
So there is a lot of doubt about what the rationale was for firing James Comey, whether it was the one stated, which is essentially his mishandling of the Clinton email issue, or is this does this have to do with the ongoing Russia investigation, the fact that the director openly contradicted the president's claim that that Trump Tower had been wiretapped? There is still this question of the timing, the rushed nature of it. The way it was handled puts a lot of confusion in the system and gives plenty of evidence to those who would say that Comey was fired because of issues unrelated to those delineated in the letter of his firing.
What about the likelihood now of a special prosecutor in the Russia investigation?
Well, Democrats have, of course, renewed their calls for a special prosecutor. There are Republicans who also in the House and Senate who are calling for a special prosecutor. The statutory language that does not exist, so it would have to be voted on to get a special prosecutor or the attorney general, and in this case, the deputy attorney general, because the attorney general's had to recuse himself. The deputy attorney general does have a mechanism for creating a special counsel, but it seems unlikely they would go that route.
All right, John Dickerson in Washington. Turns out James Comey got this unexpected career news the way most of us did.
This is Steve Futterman. James Comey was here in Los Angeles addressing FBI agents at the Bureau's L.A. office when suddenly TV monitors in the back of the room flashed the news that Comey had been dismissed. At first, Comey thought it was an elaborate joke. It soon became apparent it was not. Comey was supposed to deliver a speech last night to FBI recruits. That speech was canceled. Instead, Comey got on board a private plane and headed home to Washington.
The Trump administration has decided to arm Kurdish fighters in Syria. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it's a move that's angered Turkey.
The U.S. will provide the Kurds with light arms, some heavy weapons, and possibly some vehicles. The Pentagon says it is aware of Turkey's concerns. Turkey considers many of the Kurds terrorists, but the U.S. military has said repeatedly they've been the most effective fighting force against ISIS.
At the Hanford nuclear reservation in Washington state, officials say no radiation was released when a tunnel collapsed yesterday, but it has raised questions about safety at the facility. This woman lives nearby and is concerned.
It's always something in the back of your mind. I mean, it is really close to where we live, so we do need to know.
The education secretary goes to Florida today to deliver a college commencement address, and CBS's Peter King says controversy is part of the program.
The choice of Betsy DeVos as commencement speaker was baffling to many students at a historically black Bethune-Cookman.
To not be able to enjoy that day, to me, that's just so wrong on so many levels.
In February, DeVos called such schools pioneers of school choice. Critics say she should have said that they were founded because African-American students weren't allowed to attend many white schools. The NAACP wants Bethune-Cookman's president and the head of the Board of Trustees to quit. They say that they invited DeVos to demonstrate the importance of historically black schools firsthand and help her understand the need for continued federal help. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
New testing shows guards on the sides of big trucks can make a difference in crashes. Jeff Gilbert has more from WWJ Detroit.
Nearly 300 people died in 2015 when their passenger vehicle struck an 18-wheeler on the side. Insurance Institute Research Director David Zuby says their crash tests show that side guards can keep a passenger vehicle from going underneath a big rig.
So if you can prevent the car from going underneath, you can prevent a lot of the serious injuries and deaths that occur as a result of those crashes.
Federal law currently requires rear guards on trucks, but doesn't cover the subject of side guards. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News. Detroit.
The Swiss bank Credit Suisse is now adding 1,200 jobs at its North Carolina tech hub. The hiring had been on hold because of the state's law that limited gay and transgender rights. That law was partially repealed. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.